Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode on my Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. I love having a podcast and being able to reach so many of you in our community. I can't believe we're just a few weeks in and we've had thousands of listeners already joining us. Thank you so much to everyone who tunes in to listen to me every week. Before we start, I would just like to remind you to please, please, please consider leaving me a review on iTunes. This means more people can find us and our episodes as well. And if you want to be the first to know when new episodes are released, subscribe to my podcast channel or follow me on social media, Teaching Autism, where I always release first news of episodes, or subscribe to my newsletter, which you can find at teachingautism.co.uk. Here at Teaching Autism, I try to tailor my podcast episodes to suit questions that I receive from all of you guys, my loyal fans and followers. And over the last few weeks, the main question that I've been getting over and over is all about paraprofessionals and managing your team. How to manage paraprofessionals, how to build strong professional relationships in your team, and how to keep your team strong and performing when you're all dealing with challenging behaviours and circumstances. So today I'm going to share with you some of my favourite tips. I am blessed that my most recent team has been like a dream team. We work so well together. We have good, strong and professional relationships and we support each other. But we also take on board what each other is thinking as well, something that's very important. A part of what I'm discussing today is going to be part of my upcoming online Transform Your Autism and Special Education Classroom online course, and I'm so excited to share it with you. There are so many modules and it is going to help change your teacher journey and your classroom too. And if you want to find out more about this, see sneak peeks and be the first to know when it's released, head on over to the show notes of this podcast and you can sign up to the waitlist or follow me on Instagram or Facebook under Teaching Autism to get all the sneak peeks and what I'm working on behind the scenes. Being on the waitlist means you will get exclusive first access to my online course that's releasing this summer. So here we go. Here are my top tips to help you build a strong team in your classroom and to work with your paraprofessionals. Number one, don't treat them like they're just paraprofessionals. We all know that in this world, we have to stick together. We are all going above and beyond to give our students everything that they need. Job descriptions are totally irrelevant in our line of work. I don't think anyone in our profession has ever just stuck to their job description. Give your paraprofessionals the respect that they deserve and treat them like you're equal. You're a team. Number two, sit down with them on that first morning of school or meet them before back to school if you won't have a chance to sit down and catch them on that first morning. You can even go to a coffee shop and get the round of coffees in. Take this opportunity to share a little bit about you, who you are, your family, the way that you teach. Open up to them. Then take it in turns. Ask about them. What are their hobbies, their families? What are their goals in life? Pay an interest to them. Show them that you are interested in them and who they are and that you want to build a relationship. Number three, at this point, discuss your expectations. Don't call them rules. I always see teachers discussing their rules with their paraprofessionals. It sounds too stern. It's like you're treating them as if they're your students and not your members of staff. Lay out certain things that you expect in a kind manner. For example, instead of saying, "There's no phones in my classroom," you're just opening up for a huge wave of arguments and backlash. Instead, try to say, "I don't allow phones in my classroom on a daily basis, just because I find this distracting for students and myself too." However, if you have an emergency, especially with a family member, I'm happy for you to have it in the classroom near you, just in case. Now, I'm not saying to allow this in your classroom, I'm just giving you an example of ways that you can give your expectations across in a kind and professional way. And I am all about give and take. Number four, give your paraprofessionals responsibility. So you could do this in that first ever catch up together, or you can do it later on. Ask them is there anything that you would like to take responsibility for in the classroom? Would you like to lead a particular lesson? I know, a lot of you right now are probably panicking at the thought of this, but it's one of the best ways to run a classroom successfully. It will give you a break to catch up on things, and it will give your paraprofessionals an area of responsibility. They're going to feel valued by you and that you trust them and you believe in them, and it gives them another chance to connect with the children. One of my favorite ways to do this is to give each of my paraprofessionals an area of responsibility. Have someone in charge of story time. Have someone in charge of science experiments. You can still do the planning for this, so you still have control, but talk with them. Find out what they want to do in those lessons. Find out ideas that they have. Introduce them to planning and let them help you with the planning. Eventually, they may feel like they want to do the planning for their own session. And again, that's going to ease up on your workload. By being able to have your paraprofessionals trained in different areas and have them running areas of responsibility, your workload has instantly minimized, and it gives you the chance to still be in the classroom and still observing and being a part of the room, but you can work on other things. I think we all know, as special education teachers, the paperwork is endless, but it's also a great chance for you to sit back and observe. Look at the way your students interact with your paraprofessionals. Look at the way your paraprofessionals run the sessions. This is all great for experience and to run your classroom. Number 5, always be a ear to listen to and a shoulder to cry on. Tell them you are always open to have a chat, but remember to have chats at appropriate times. If they want to chat when you are up to your eyeballs in a group session and you have 6 children with them, ask them if they can bear with you for 5 minutes while you find someone to take over. Or if it's not an emergency, can you catch them after the session? Always listen to their opinions, even if it's critical against you. And this can work vice versa too. There is nothing worse if a problem arises and you feel like you can't all talk about it openly. That's when further issues arise, because everyone is bottling everything up, or they're going to someone else to talk about it, and that's when feelings get hurt. If a lesson went awful, sit down and reflect together. What went wrong? What can we do better next time? Listen to each other's ideas and critical feedback too. Number 6, during certain times of the year, let your paraprofessionals know how much you appreciate them. At Christmas, fetch in breakfast so you can eat together, or get them a gift card to their favourite restaurant or coffee shop. If you don't have that money to spend, do something else that requires less money or no money. Get your children to draw special Christmas cards and a tree decoration for them in secret and give it to them on the last day before Christmas break. At the end of the year when you break up for summer, get them a bottle of their favourite drink and some flip-flops, or a bottle of nail varnish and a face mask. For Teacher Appreciation Week, involve them too. You're a team and you're all doing this together. Number 7, when you're talking about your classroom and your staff, remember to refer to yourself as a team and we. Nobody likes being forgotten about or pushed out. But do remember to give recognition when it's needed. If one of your paraprofessionals ran the most amazing sensory session, let people know about it. Say how awesome the session was. Maybe that paraprofessional can go and help train another paraprofessional in another classroom to run the same awesome sensory session. We all love to work on ourselves and performance management and look for the next thing that we can work on and further ourselves. What could be better than you training your paraprofessionals, giving them that area of responsibility, and then allowing them to train another paraprofessional in the school? Number 8, communication is vital. Don't plan everything behind their back. Let them in on the planning. Ask them if they have any ideas of activities that they think the students will like to add to your planning. Show them your long-term plans and your weekly plans. Display the weekly plans up on a classroom wall so everyone can see what the plan is for the day, week, or even month. Number 9, do not put all that yucky stuff on just them. I have witnessed in so many classrooms where the paraprofessionals clean up all the sick, they do all the toileting, they deal with all the behaviours, and the teacher never does any of the things. The best way to work as a team is to get stuck in with them. Take it in turns doing these things. Put a rota up on the wall so that you're all properly taking it in turns and you're all doing your fair share in the classroom as well. Nobody is better than anyone else. And if you're having a really bad day, ask if you can swap your toileting day for another day with someone. Or for yard duty, make sure you're rotating between them so not everyone is out on the yard every single day. Give them breaks when they need to. A rota is one of the best ways to communicate with your staff. Number 10, ask them, what do they want? What are their dreams, their goals? What can you help them with? They may want to ask you something for your help, but they're too scared to do it. Asking them this, it opens you up to being supportive of them and their journey. And what is better than helping to mold your paraprofessionals into the people that they want to be, into achieving the goals they want to achieve? Number 11. This is so important. At the end of the day, every day, thank your team. All of them. And especially more so if you've had challenging behaviours or situations today. Pencil in some breaks for your staff, especially if you've had challenging behaviours. And rotate between students if that helps. The stress that you are going through right now, your paraprofessionals are feeling it too. You're not on your own. When we would have a particularly rough day with our class, we would sit down together for 5 minutes at the end of the day once the students have left to decompress. And often, we would try and bring up funny and positive memories that we have, not necessarily from that day, but from other days too. It helps to lift our moods, reminds us why we're doing this, and puts our mindset into a more positive place before we go home that day. Number 12, give your students the understanding that your paraprofessionals are your equals. They do not come to you instead of your paraprofessionals because they didn't like what your paraprofessional told them. They don't dismiss what they say because they're not you, the teacher. They show your paras the exact same respect that they show you. You are a team. And the best way to do this is to lead by example. Number 13, provide them with training. Chances are you may have staff in your team who have never had experience working with autism or special education before. Ask them if they'd be open to some informal training with you, some mornings or afternoons. It could be as simple as talking about IEPs or behaviour plans or the best ways to communicate, how to use a communication book or PECs. They don't have to be long sessions, but the more often you do these, the more your paraprofessional will learn and the better performing they'll be too. Number 14, finally, explain yourself and your decisions if they feel that they don't understand why you've decided something. Always treat them with equal respect. Tell them you're a team, but remind them that the buck stops with you. If something goes wrong, that's on your head. So there's certain decisions that have to be made by you and you alone, and they may not like these or agree with them, but they're things that have to be followed. Just talk it through with them. I know some of you may feel like you don't need to explain your decisions to anyone, but honestly, having that open relationship, it really helps take things to the next level with your team and keep everyone on good terms and in professional and positive relationships. And finally, just enjoy your time together. Become friends, keep it professional, but you're going to be working together for a long period of time, every weekday, and you want to get along. You're going to want that positive support system. You're going to want to support each other and have each other's backs. If issues arise, sit down and talk them through. Don't let things go on for too long. Our students can definitely pick up on so many things, especially atmospheres and relationships. So those are some of my favourite tips for how you can help to build a strong, positive and professional team in your classroom and how to work with paraprofessionals. If you have any tips that you would love to share, get in touch with me. You can find me on social media under Teaching Autism or send me an email at contact@teachingautism.co.uk. One of my favourite tips that I will share for you that I found from someone else was actually a wonderful lady, and you can find her on Instagram. She is Teach Love Autism. And just a few weeks ago, she shared an idea on her Instagram stories where when something funny or positive or a good memory happens throughout the school year, her and her team write down that what happened, that memory, on a post-it note, and they keep it in a box. And once the school year finished, they all met up together. I believe they went to her house and they had, you know, a little informal meeting. I think there was food and drinks there. And they went through the box of all those memories. I love this because sometimes, especially if you've had a tough last few weeks, that can blindside you. And you can finish school thinking, wow, that was the worst year ever. And you're instantly in that negative mindset and you can't get yourself out of it. And no matter how much you try, you're not going to remember all those funny and positive moments. But it's also a great way to stay in touch with your team. You know, that one day, it couldn't just be a couple of hours one evening, you know, just meet up together, go through those memories, remind yourselves why you do this. Remember all those fun times, the positive times, the funny moments that you all had together. Talk about them. So if you want to find out more, head over to Instagram. She's Teach Love Autism. I'll put it in the show notes and check out the way that she done it. It should still be on her feed, but it was just a great way to decompress after the year and look back on the year in a positive way. Thank you for listening to another week on my podcast. Please consider taking just a few moments of your time to leave me a review on iTunes so that more people in our field can find my podcast. If you have anything specific that you would love for me to include on these podcasts, or if you have someone in mind that I could invite on as a guest speaker to share their knowledge and experience with us, just let me know. Thank you for listening, and I will speak to you soon.